We have seen some big designer names such as Kerry born designer Don O'Neill fall victim to COVID-19. Would you be concerned for other designers trying to survive in the era that we're in now?
Yeah, I mean, certainly when you consider that Don had dressed Meghan Markle, he's the only Irish designer to dress her, and also dressed Oprah for the Oscars. And one would have thought, you know, how could that ever happen that he would lose his job? But the situation in the States is really difficult with all the stores closing. And his news certainly sent ripples down the line. I don't think all the designers will survive. They're going to try very hard. But what's very clear, talking to the Council of Fashion Designers, they have 38 members. They have 4 new members at the moment. Children's wear, 2 handbag ranges. You know, there are green shoots there. And I think if people keep their eye on the ball and go for the value proposition and not the fantasy, go for wardrobe building, think about sustainability, think about their production lines, the amount that they're producing. And, you know, what we all want to avoid is these landfill sites, because it sounds shocking, but 1/3 of all the clothes made are either buried or burnt.
Really?
Yeah.
What about changes then in how we're shopping? Are people sticking with the online, or are people venturing back into the shops, do you think? Or, you know, do you browse anymore? Can you browse anymore?
I was just saying on the way in, what I miss is the art of the mooch. Mm-hmm. I love the mooch around and the coffee and going back. What people are doing is they're doing their research online, and then they're going into stores. So it means the dwell time in store, they don't have to spend as much. They know what they're going for, and it's really about sizing. And as, you know, people will say, Eddie Shanahan from Council of Fashion Designers will say, you need a website to be relevant. You know, Instagram is just a supplement, but you really need it. It doesn't substitute for the real thing. And I think more people will be buying online. But personally, I have an issue with all these boxes coming in. You know, there's a downside, an eco-side problem to e-commerce. Well, you know, it's lovely to hear the postman coming in the morning and he has something for you. But when you look at the size of the box and then there's this tiny garment inside, I think people will be more judicious in how much they buy online.